to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Oh, hey folks, I'm WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And if you want to listen to a good podcast, listen to my good buddies Jim and Randall at Suplex City Limits. That's the podcast to check out wrestling. Tough guy, ho!
Something that I'd like to say, and I got it and I want to share. I'm gonna drink my weight in liquor, and I ain't gonna care. I wanna get good and fast, baby, then I wanna get paid. So feel free to stop me, honey, I'm an alcohol fuel machine. Drink, fight, fuck, let's go.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 87 of Suplex City Limits for December 11th, 2016. Here to axe, smash, and crush all you motherfuckers, it's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, joined as always by the original Krampus.
By fucking humbug, man. It's Randall Commando.
Oh, Suplex City Limits, available for listening everywhere fine podcasts are found. Follow us on Twitter at Suplex City Limits. And if you'd like to pick up a t-shirt, we have four designs available at Pro Wrestling Tees. How are you, sir?
Good. Yourself, sir?
You know, getting by.
Getting by.
Yeah, surviving the fucking blizzard, man.
Yeah, it's a blizzard, all right.
It's a blizzard apocalypse up here.
It's just a lot of snow. And it's cold as balls.
Yeah, that's what, I'm pretty sure if you look up blizzard, it's
cold. It's not like it's crazy windy or anything like that, but I mean, I've seen it a lot worse. I've seen a lot more snow than this, too.
Well, that's true.
When we were juniors in high school, it's fucking, we had like, what, 14 feet of snow or some shit? It was fucking crazy.
I don't even remember that.
You don't remember that?
No.
I remember going snowboarding and that shit. Causing avalanches and shit.
Juniors in high school? And what year would that have been? Like 97?
Well, for me, 97, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I was probably just playing N64, playing No Mercy or something.
At home on a snow day.
Yeah.
Schools around here with the snow days, man? They're getting soft. I remember going to fucking school with a lot when it was a lot worse than this.
No, I agree with you there. They had 2 days off in a row.
And then another day. The next week.
Pussies. Yeah. Yeah, pussies. I did take a snow day from work one of those days, though.
So did I.
And that was glorious.
Yeah, it was pretty rad. Played a lot of Madden that day.
Because I finally saw it coming. Usually you don't know until you wake up. Well, this one, I was like, oh, dude, we're not going anywhere tomorrow. So I stayed up late, had a gay old time. Played a lot of Xbox.
Nice.
Good fucking times. But I suppose we have to talk about wrestling, don't we?
Yeah, there was that. That's what we conjure here every day for, or every week for.
It's like, you sure we can't just sit here and bullshit about life?
Sure, let's do that. I don't care.
It's our show. Do whatever the fuck we want to do.
Right. God damn it.
This last weekend was TLC.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that shit did happen.
I kind of browsed through it, man. I didn't sit and watch the whole fucking thing.
I did. And I'll tell you all about it.
Here we go. Buckle your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Kids of all ages.
There was an undercard match, a pre-show match. Had a bunch of tag teams. Also had Apollo Crews in it.
Yeah. Is he still smiling?
I'm sure he was. I didn't watch the pre-show.
Oh, okay.
He ended up getting the win on it, the pin, so great. But yeah, other than that dude's totally MIA, and you didn't see him on SmackDown, so Show started off with Wyatt's and Rhino, or Wyatt's versus Rhino and Slater, excuse me, for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. It was just a quick, flat match. The Wyatts went over. It was like 7 minutes. It was really weird. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't know. It's just flat is all I can really say about it.
Yeah, I did watch this one. There's nothing. Mm-hmm. I think it was, I don't know. That one with Randy Orton is just not right.
I just fucking hate Randy Orton.
It's not right, man.
Yeah. Although it's like more interesting than anything else that guy could do.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean,
at this stage in his career, yeah.
He's one of those guys who's just been here too long.
Yeah.
You have Carmella versus Nikki Bella in a no DQ match. I feel like this had to be a no DQ match just to hide like how awful Carmella is.
Oh, she is the squirts, man. She's terrible.
And not like pussy squirts, like no. Ass shitty squirts.
Yeah, like late night mushroom and Swiss hamburgers.
Yeah, dude. The mushroom and butt piss, man.
Mushroom and butt piss.
Yeah.
All the free diarrhea you can fucking handle. Two orders.
Yeah, dude. She is fucking awful. This match sucked. Afterward, Carmella gets on the mic and says that Natalya attacked Nikki. Okay, great. I mean, I still say they should do it. Eva Marie did it, you know? Go that way.
Yeah.
If you're gonna bring up that bitch. You know, but it's funny doing this. The ref is counting while they're on the outside.
Yep.
No DQ match. I'm like, these guys not know the rules? I mean, I don't know. Do they train these guys? I don't understand. Hmm. What the fuck's going on here?
He didn't either, so it was all good.
Yeah. And also, you've had Natty working heel, kind of. I mean, so lately she's been like, remember, she was working heel for a while, and all of a sudden now she's like a weirdo. Like, what is she, like a weirdo face now? You know, she comes out and, like, says Chumbawamba lyrics and tries to show people pictures of her cats. I don't know what it is, but she's kind of working heel. They're trying to say, oh, she attacked Nikki Bella, yet she's doing this weird Zales thing where she meets up with this Mark who proposes to his girlfriend in the ring at an empty, you know, at the arena beforehand.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yes. It's like, Mark's in love, dude. I mean, I guess if you find yourself a girl who likes wrestling, man, you know, you better put a ring on it. If your girlfriend likes wrestling, I mean, you might as well, dude. Oh, I keep Mrs. Vicious around, and she doesn't even like what is wrestling, so. yeah, that match was poop. Miz retained in a ladder match. I thought this was a really good match, actually.
I did like this match.
These two guys have pretty good chemistry. I mean, you put Ziggles in a ladder match, it's always bound to be a good time. I don't know what to do with Ziggler's now. He wasn't on SmackDown this week, so I mean, this guy's got to be just dead now. There's nothing left.
Yeah, there is really nothing he can do.
You got to turn him heel or something.
Yep.
That's the only hope you have.
You could bring him back as like a 1950s greaser car mechanic type of guy in like overalls.
Yeah. Will he say Daddy-O and shit?
Yeah, he'll say like Daddy-O and have leather jacket that says like Freebirds on the back or something. Not Freebirds, like something more like Firebirds or Tomcats or some shit like that, you know?
Thunderbirds,
yeah.
So you're going to take his gimmick back 30 years to the 50s.
Yeah. That's what I would do with him.
From the 80s, because that's where his gimmick
come
is.
Come down like with like a, with like one of the old leather pouch tool kits and like a wrench in his hand, and he's all greasy and he's got like dirt on his face and stuff, ready to change an exhaust.
Just really gone to fixing cars and stuff.
Yeah, man.
Oh my god. Well, what the fuck? I don't even know what to say to that. they did try the greaser gimmick. Remember that shit with Snuka?
Yeah.
Wasn't it Snuka's son?
I think so.
Yeah, you take him and put him in a fucking Deuce Domino and shit. Were they just the dominoes? Fucking awful. They came down with a bitch in like a fucking poodle skirt. Like,
yeah.
Dude, that's not a fucking gimmick you use in wrestling.
They
I don't give a fuck.
Come down looking for, what was the two guys from fucking Laverne and Shirley?
I have no idea.
Ziggy and... Oh, what the fuck was the name? I don't remember.
We're not that fucking old.
Yeah. I had Nick at Night, man. Sorry.
Corbin defeats Kalisto in a chairs match that was actually better than it really should have been. Actually, that was a pretty decent match.
It wasn't bad until Corbin lost his shirt.
Yeah, why'd he take his shirt off? I thought we'd seen the last of his fucking mom's stomach. Yeah. Pretty shitty. And then the end of days on the chairs, which is dumb. Like, you just slammed your own back into that dude. Like, that's stupid. That's a stupid move anyway.
Well, he's stupid.
He's fucking stupid. He's awful, yeah. It wouldn't be money if you shoved a piggy bank full of silver dollars up his ass. And then, dude, Becky Lynch and Alexa Bliss. Fucking awful. This was the worst match of the show. It was one of the worst matches I've seen in a fucking while, dude. Just awful.
Is Becky Lynch deaf?
I know, she must be, dude. She fucking must be, because there was so much talking in this, dude. Like, nonstop, they talked the whole fucking time, and they had no timing or chemistry together. It was awful. And the fans turned on it at the end. Pretty fucking brutal, man. I can't say enough how fucking crap I thought that was. Then your main event, Styles and Ambrose. I don't know, this crowd was pissed by this point. They boo Ambrose, then they booed Styles, too, so I don't, like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Boo everybody. They hate everything.
Fucking savages. That was great, man. Styles' tights turned heel halfway through. Fucking assholes hanging out. I was like, please don't let it. I just don't want to see this guy's balls.
I think he wears a thong.
Probably does. I mean, it was really good. There's a ladder on the announce table spot, which was pretty cool. Springboard 450, that was really awesome. Springboard 450 to the outside through the table. So, and, of course, Ellsworth, which everybody expected to come out and do something.
I'm so done with this dude, man. Over this guy.
Yeah, it's not even a heel turn. I thought they'd have it, he would turn heel, but it's not even a heel turn. He's just, like, that dumb. But, yeah, you know, and I get it. It kind of extends things with him, and I get why they did it, but at the same point, it just kind of took away from a really awesome match. That could have just had a legit finish.
Yeah.
And then everything got fucked anyway, because Styles got hurt in this match, so he wasn't ready to go for SmackDown. So you didn't even get the Ellsworth, Styles match that you were supposed to get. I don't know how long Styles is out for, but probably not that long.
How long is his tights out for?
His tights are out for a week.
His tights are out for a week?
Yeah.
That looked like a brutal tear. I'm kind of surprised. Kudos on the resiliency there.
I mean, and after that, you had Talking Smack. Bliss came out, and the first was very not in character, which was lame. She's crying, talking about her mom being there, and I'm just like, eh. She's supposed to be this, like, crazy bitch heel. Like, probably not a great idea.
Supposed to be Harley Quinn.
I don't know what, she's kind of backed off from that. And it gets hot between Brian and Miz, and then it just kind of cuts, and that's it. End of the show. People think that they're going to do something with that, man. That maybe Brian's coming back for a match or something. I don't know.
It's going to be... He steps down. I think he's going to leave. And it's going to be where he steps down as commissioner and Miz will beat him. They're going to push Miz, I think. I don't think they're done with...
You think they'll have a match, though?
They'll have something. Yeah. Yeah, they'll have a match.
I wouldn't be surprised to see, like, the shit they've done it before. Remember, way after the fact, Bret Hart had a couple matches, you know? He had a match with Vince McMahon at one point, even. And it was just, he took nothing. So, I mean, yeah, I could see a thing where Brian comes out and gets a super quick win over Miz or something, but...
No, I'm talking Brian loses.
Oh.
I'm saying.
He can't take any bumps, though, as far as I'm aware. Nah. Unless that's changed, but... Yeah, I figured that. I figured when their child is born, he's going to be gone, right? I mean, that's pretty much
That's a consensus, deal. Yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised that he had that gig to start with, considering, yeah, they were, like, going to have a kid. And I think that's coming up here, isn't it? This spring, probably?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, there you go. And you notice all these replays of the crowd throughout the show? That's a new thing, right?
Yeah.
Go to the crowd, and it's just like some little kid who's not impressed. Over and over again. I don't know who made that decision, but it's like it was brought to you by something, of course. So it was like another thing you can sponsor, which is the only reason it was even fucking on the show. But yeah, that was TLC. I thought it was a all right show. Good ladder match, good main event. Rest of it, not so much.
Not so good, yep.
Yeah, two awful women's matches. I don't know about two women's matches on these things either. Let's keep it at one.
Don't get overboard here.
Well, especially when they're going to be awful, you know, as this was. But yeah, TLC, it was all right. It's whatever. Talk about some news, just a little bit of news. Break up the WWE shit sandwich that we have here in front of us. Shit on shit. It's two pieces of shit with other shit in between. Yep. Jerry Lawler and Lita removed from the pre-show panel. Fucking awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is not bad news.
No, that's great news, because they're both awful. Lita's fucking brutal on those things, man.
Mm-hmm.
God damn. She sucks.
Too much.
Something. I know that we have the Suplex City Limits, no politics guarantee. We do have to go a little bit into politics here, because Linda McMahon was chosen to head the Small Businesses Administration for Trump.
Is this real life?
Yeah, it is. It is real life. She tweeted, honored to be appointed by President-elect Donald Trump to serve as head of SBA Gov. Advocating for our small businesses and entrepreneurs. She represents like everything against that, right?
Right.
She's run like the giant company who will do anything they have to snuff out everybody else.
Oh,
yeah.
Trump's America.
Exactly. And I think Ben Carson has something to do with urban development or something. It's really fucking scary. Like, who's the worst person for all these fucking jobs?
Oh, they're going to nail it from head to toe on this one.
Yeah. Well, God help us all. Colby Carino got fucking arrested. He's the son of Steve Carino. He had a little bit of shit for a while, and when we covered Ring of Honor, remember that? You remember who I'm talking about.
Yep.
Yeah, cops showed up, took him into custody. He was found unconscious with multiple types of drugs in his home.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. cops got a call in regards to an unresponsive person. They arrived at the residence to find Carino unresponsive on the floor. The person he was with said they took opiates. Great.
Yep.
They searched his residence. They found a grinder, a bag of marijuana. You know, no problems there. But then we get into the problems. Hypodermic needles, baggies.
All bad, kids. All
yeah,
bad.
Mushrooms, which, debatable. Mushrooms are all right. in moderation. And multiple purple pill capsules of an unknown substance. A rock-like substance suspected to be heroin. And multiple glass vials of an unknown substance suspected to be steroids. And a white residue with a cut drinking straw alongside his driver's license. Cocaine. Yeah, he's behind bars on a $40,000 bond, set to appear on court this week. He had pretty much every kind of drugs going on there, dude.
Yeah, he did.
Damn.
He hit the trifecta there, I think.
I think he's a young, I mean, he's young, right? He's like 20-something?
Yeah, I think so.
Sort your fucking life out, mate.
Might?
Jesus. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens with that, I guess. Mickey James was evidently offered a contract to come back full time. I don't know if that's a bootmug.
I didn't think she was awful.
I thought she was all right with Asuka. I was pretty impressed by her. I mean, I don't know. What are you going to bring her back for? Just to put over new people?
Well, that's
anyway, I guess
what
I could
they should
see.
Do, yeah.
So we'll see about that. The Hardys and Young Bucks thing kind of keeps going. Do you see that they did a double super kick on Vanguard 1 during a Ring of Honor appearance, dude?
No, I missed that. No.
Yeah, at a television taping in Philadelphia, there's cutting a promo on Broken Matt. The lights went out and then came back on, and the fucking Vanguard 1 flew into the ring and then gave it a double super kick, dude.
That's awesome. That fucking is pretty awesome, though.
Yeah, dude. I love that, like, that's a character now, you know? Like, two weeks ago, on Impact, fucking Vanguard sitting there, like, sipping cocktails and shit, and Senor Benjamin's telling him that he's an alcoholic. It's like, what the fuck is happening? This shit is so ridiculous. It's fucking great. There's some shit going on with Naomi. She's pissed off, and because she was left off of a advertisement for Total Divas.
So they photoshopped her in. I think I heard of this.
Did they photoshop her in after?
I read something where they photoshopped her in. She was, yeah.
Yeah, they had a graphic used to announce that Total Divas was being nominated for Best Reality Series in the 2016 WIN Awards. What's that? Women in... No, I don't know what that is. But, yeah, dude, she was pissed. She was retweeting all kinds of stuff and said she's fed up. And then the WWE said it was an accident. Like, dude, I feel like that chick's always got the shaft for being, like, just a legit black chick. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, Alicia Fox has gotten some shit, but, like, you know, she's more fucking caramel than she is chocolate. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just think it's fucking more WWE racist bullshit. I mean, I don't think Naomi's great or anything, but, you know, she had a new entrance. So, I mean, that she came up with, I heard she stole it, but no less. It was like, that was something. Like, they could have done something with her. I don't know. As far as the ladies go, you know, I dig her. She's got a fucking great ass. Like, I'll watch her walk to the ring fucking anytime. You know?
Word.
Word. And I don't know, I guess there's some drama between Mauro and JBL taking shots at each other and shit, so JBL fucking sucks, man. That's all I really have to say about that. But yeah, it's also talked that Mauro may be leaving soon. His contract is up soon. But he's dispelled these rumors, so I don't know. I hope not, dude. It's like the only thing that makes SmackDown's and the commentary team worth a shit.
Right.
Fucking JBL. Ugh. And Atunga. That was the thing with TLC. JBL and Atunga were both just so fucking awful. It was like unbelievable how bad they were.
It hurt.
Did it? It was really bad. Worse than usual. So, moving on. Dude, Raw. Raw. I thought Raw and SmackDown fucking were lame this week, honestly. Yep. SmackDown is really fucking boring. But this was pretty bad, too. You know, they start with the previously on Monday Night Raw, as if anything happens, you know. But they show this, the recap of Reigns beating Owens last week, and it's completely done to make it seem like the crowd loved that Reigns got the win. It's so fucking funny.
They could poop all over it.
Well, yeah, it's just... I just love that kind of, like, when they change things completely for their own usage. But yeah. Rollins opens. John calling out Triple H. 99 days later. That was 99 days ago, dude. So 99 days later, they're like, oh, we better fire that back up. And Owens is out there too and shit. And it's just like, dude, you remember when a champion was the dude who kicked everybody's asses?
Yep.
Yeah. And the champion was like the guy who beat everybody and was fucking an ass kicker. Not anymore, dude. Not anymore. Not on either of their products. You know, on here you got Owens, who's given the belt, and who can't win unless he has Jericho. And on SmackDown, you have AJ Styles, who's lost to Ellsworth three times. Ugh. And only wins because Ellsworth comes over and tips Ambrose off the ladder from sure victory. Yeah.
Yeah. Roadhouse.
Yeah, Roadhouse. Roadhouse had more fucking story than this.
God damn, did it ever, right?
I fucking love that movie. That's like the best, worst movie ever, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, fuck.
Swayze at his finest.
Those dudes just drive around in Bigfoot and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, if I was an evil dude who ran a town, I would totally drive around in a monster truck. Fucking epic, dude. Yeah, first match of the show. You know, Owens comes out and he's like, oh, I set up a match for you with Stephanie. It's Big Show. Big Show and Rollins opening Raw. What fucking year is this, dude?
2014.
A much slimmer Big Show. I will admit, he does look slim. And his beard looks mighty. But he fucking sucks, man. So he comes out kind of heel with Owens. And then by the end, choke slams Owens and does a turn. So, like, he did another turn here on Raw.
That's his third this week, right?
Yeah, he choke slams Owens. Go ahead.
He turns more times than what he does through the fucking buffet table.
Exactly. He choke slams Owens, walks out. Rollins wins by count out. Rollins pedigrees Owens. They had a good video package on Gallagher, which was nice. Which set up Jack Gallagher and Aria Davari again. A rematch from 205 Live last week. Gallagher gets the win again. I set up a poll on our Twitter asking who was whiter, Sheamus or White or Gallagher. And Sheamus won.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was pretty good. Got to follow the Twitter, man. We got all kinds of fun things like that going on over there. Let me see if I can quickly find the results. I should have the results on hand, but 5-star podcast.
5-star.
I don't know. I can't find it. Oh, well. I know Sheamus won. And thank you all for voting in that, you know, such a serious thing there. Enzo, dude. This is so bad. Enzo interrupts Rusev and Lana arguing. And they kind of tease towards, like, a Lana and Enzo love angle. Like, oh, God. So that kind of that gets put off until later. But Zayn versus Owens. You remember when these guys had their last match ever? Built up for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then had more matches after. I won't complain too much because they are great together. So that's fine. But Owens wins. Sasha challenges Charlotte to an Iron Woman match at Roadblock. Dude, it continues. It continues. And I won't, I don't fucking doubt that they'll put it back on Charlotte there.
Hot potato.
Hot potato. It's awful. Awful. I don't want to see these two wrestle anymore. Fucking sick of it. Swan versus Perkins. Your new Cruiserweight champion, Swan. Perkins' Floratron still has a belt on it. See that?
Yep.
Pretty good. but yeah, they're going to have a conversation. How much having him win the CWC was just a bad idea?
In hindsight, it's a bad idea, yeah.
Except that when it happened, you and I both said that, though. Yeah. On the show, we're both like, I don't know about this being the guy. Yeah, turns out we were probably right. They should have just done it with Swan right there.
Yeah,
I feel like I've said that before as well, but no less. Swan gets the win there, which is good. He also then takes on Kendrick on this week's 205 Live for their rematch, but. Bayley versus Alicia Fox. On the pre-show, Bailey gave Cedric Alexander a Bailey bear, and Alicia got mad because who fucking cares? Fuck this show. As we would see on 205 Live, they are building up this Alicia Fox is Cedric Alexander's girlfriend. I don't think that's shoot. It could be, I guess, but who knows. Just awful. Like, why are you doing this to this guy? They had this tussle in Texas, which they were kind of building up. It was the battle of old slow guys no one gives a fuck about. Titus and Henry. That was actually cool. They had a little pre-fight graphic, which I thought was cool.
Yep.
Kind of like an MMA, years and weight and height and shit like that. Why don't they do that all the time? I like that, man. But Henry wins in 2 seconds. So, well, what's the point of that? Why even bother putting that on the show? It does nothing for anybody. It doesn't do anything. It's just a waste of fucking time. The tiny things that were good. Enzo met Ric Flair backstage. Ric Flair got out of the limo and gave him his limo to go fuck Lana. And that was a pretty good segment. Enzo and Ric together was pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty fucking decent. Jericho versus Reigns.
Yay.
Reigns kicks out of a super kick into a code breaker. Dude. Owen super kicks him right into a code breaker. Roman Reigns kicks out, dude. And then wins with a fucking Superman punch and a spear. The guy will kick out of everything, dude. It doesn't matter.
Oh,
It's just a fucking mockery at this point.
So bad.
Enzo shows up at Lana's hotel room. While Cass waits in the ring for Rusev, because he has a match with him. Rusev doesn't show up, so he tries to call Enzo. And Enzo ignores his phone. And, Rusev is there to attack him. Who's the heel in this, dude? This is another one of those weird WWE things where they have no real grasp on reality and, what someone will view as a heel or a face. Why is Rusev a heel for this? I don't understand. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They position him as the heel again. And it doesn't make any sense. This guy's trying to fuck his wife, dude. I don't understand. How is that guy the face? It makes no sense, dude. It confuses me so much. It was the Rusev and Roman Reigns thing. It was Reigns was totally the heel the whole time. He came out and interrupted their little thing and threw his wife into cake. I mean, what the fuck, dude? I don't get it. I'm looking too far into it, I know. But it just doesn't make any sense to me. oh, what a dastardly heel he is for kicking the shit out of a guy who tried to fuck his wife. Oh, God.
Guess I'm heel.
That whole hotel thing was really poorly done.
Yeah.
At least they're trying to take it out of the, ring area. Last week they had that shitty bar thing with Sheamus and Cesaro.
Yeah.
Which sucked, too, but at least they're trying to kind of expand maybe on where they film stuff, so maybe I'll give a little bit of credit for that. Club versus Sheamus and Cesaro for the number one contendership to see who faces New Day next week. While the New Day sits on ringside on beanbags chairs, it degenerates. Everybody ends up brawling. There'll be a three-way next week. As I was, typing in my notes, expect a three-way next week. Boom, it pops right up on the screen. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, there'll be a three-way for the tag team belts next week. Huh? Yeah.
I'm about over the New Day, too.
Yeah, I think so. And then the last thing on the show is Charlotte is there to apologize to Rick. But she doesn't. She just slaps him and attacks Sasha. So, continuing her heel shit. That was a shitty Raw, though. Mm-hmm. I was not... one of my favorite parts of it are, Ric Flair and Enzo meeting each other backstage. Honestly, through that whole thing, that was probably my favorite part. Owens and Zayn was a good match, I guess.
Yeah. It always is, so you knew to expect that.
You know, and Jericho really wasn't in his goofy Jericho self this week, so he didn't have that. Pretty piss poor. Speaking of piss poor, SmackDown Live. Just to open some Styles. Out comes fucking Ambrose. Well, out comes Ellsworth. Ellsworth claims he's ducking him. And the one thing I did enjoy here is Ambrose's music hits. He walks down. He fucking dirty deeds on Ellsworth and walks directly back out.
Yep, leaves. I thought that was good, yeah.
I enjoyed that. Wyatt's versus Rhino and Slater. I feel like we just saw this. Mm. Oh, yeah, we did.
We did. Remember? Last week, remember?
The best part of this was Orton almost slipping and falling on his ass before he gave Heath the RKO. They retain. Kalisto had a promo. I fast-forwarded it. I assume he's here to make a good lucha thing. Woo goddamn. No, I did watch it. It was awful. That guy can't talk. Just don't have him talk, dude. Oh, he's so awkward. Carmella comes out, and she's getting whatted by the crowd. I can't believe that's still a thing. Mm. I encourage it when it's somebody like Carmella who's just awful to listen to. Out comes Natalya. They brawl. No contest. And that's one thing about this. It's like at least a lot of the women's matches on SmackDown aren't actual matches. You know, they're just like no contests all the time. So we can get past that and move on. To the Dude Bros versus the Faces of Queer.
And the queers had new makeup, man.
Yeah, they always kind of have new makeup now. Goddamn. Honestly, dude. The Dude Bros and the Faces of Queer.
What's worse?
The fuck?
What's worse than that? The fact that the Dude Bros went over here or what?
I mean, Mojo Rawley's so awful. That guy, he's awful.
He is piss poor.
And yeah, the Ascension, there's nothing you can do with them anymore. You know, they made such a mockery of those guys by bringing them in and just having them lose over and over and over again. I feel like they won like two matches and then that was it. They haven't won a fucking match in forever.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Rusty's got a great video on that on his YouTube channel. Falcon 1974 on YouTube. Shout out. He goes like in depth on like what happened with the Ascension. It's pretty fucking interesting. He's got stats of their losses and shit. It's pretty good. Worth checking out. Miz TV with Ambrose. He says verse instead of verses, which fucking annoys me, dude. That drives me crazy when people say verse. This guy versus this guy or this verse that. It's verses. God damn it. I'm an English nerd, man. Miz gives him a participation award. Out comes Brian to set up Ambrose versus Miz for the IC title later in the show. Woo! Corbin squashes Kalisto's good lucha thing. Who goddamn? Nikki meets Sophia Grace, who I guess is a singer, a little chubby singer girl. And it was just this awful segment that made me fucking want to die. Is she a singer? Do you know? I think she is.
I don't know.
But
I don't know who this person is.
Yeah, Swerve, I think it was her who attacked Nikki Bella in Survivor Series.
Ah.
They should have done. Now, she's like this 10-year-old little girl, sings. I mean, maybe she's British? I don't know. I don't care. What makes them think that anybody watching this knows who the fuck that is? You know? Like, do people watching SmackDown and wrestling know who this little girl is? Like, where's the connection here? I don't fucking get it. Anyway. Gable defeats Breeze. Why this wasn't just a tag match, I don't know.
Right.
Alexa and Becky argue in the ring. I fast-forwarded it. I don't give a fuck. And then you're Miz versus Ambrose. Maryse gets involved. And then Ellsworth comes out, accidentally distracts the ref, which is costing Ambrose the pin. Ambrose has him pinned. In a fucking roll-up or a schoolboy. for like 7 seconds, because you know how often that happens.
Right.
And distraction finish, Miz wins. I did not watch Talking Smack. I had enough by that point. Honestly. There's no fucking point to watching this stuff at all. Honestly. Mm-hmm. Watching SmackDown or Raw versus hearing, just like listening to a show like this one and hearing us talk about it, or fuck, even just reading it, it gains you nothing. It nets you nothing. There's no good matches here, really. The main event was okay.
Right.
But there's no like must-see match. There's no segment like, oh, fuck, you missed this. There's nothing. It's just bullshit. It fucking sucks, dude. All the matches are like 2 minutes long. They have no fucking point. I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe it's just my mood this week or something, but it really fucking hit me hard this week with like just how stupid it is. God damn. Maybe I'm coming with you, dude. I'm done too.
Fuck this.
Fuck this shit. No.
You need to be a safe place. Don't worry. Take Jim to a safe place.
Don't worry, babies. I'm stick around with you. You don't have to call Tyler Fudge mom either.
Oh, shit.
I'm not calling him dad.
He's a dick. Smelled the potatoes at Christmas last year.
He smells of maple syrup. it smells of maple syrup and weed, which actually is a pretty good smell, so, you know, makes me think of a bong and a blitz, man. Oh, God, the wrestling continues. I did not watch NXT this week.
Good for you, sir. Good for you.
With the addition of 205 Live, something kind of had to give. And
I'm glad it wasn't your shower curtain.
What? Okay.
That you had to hang yourself from after you watched all the wrestling this week.
I'm way too fat to hang myself from that, dude. I'll find something way more sturdy. But yeah, NXT just isn't really nothing happening there, so I'm not going to bother. But I'll tell you what happened anyway. No Way Jose and Rich Swann, they lose to Sandy. Ember Moon beats Kimberly. And they did show, maybe I will go back and watch the match Nakamura and Joe from Japan,
mm-hmm.
where Nakamura won the belt back. I actually probably will go back and watch that. But between just like life and everything, being able to watch Raw, SmackDown, 205 Live, and Lucha is quite the fucking stretch, man.
Yeah. It's a lot of hours in a week.
Yeah, dude. And this week, too, I got to watch an awful pay-per-view. Might as well talk about that. Coming soon to the Suplex City Limits Podcast Network channel, the next episode of Pay-Per-View Take 2. This month, Jared and I take a look at December to Dismember. The WWE revamp ECW pay-per-view, which is the lowest buy-rate pay-per-view of all time. Like $90,000.
Ouch. Ouch.
Yeah, and it's like that just bastardized ECW. I guess it's revered as one of the worst pay-per-views ever. I don't know that I've ever sat and watched it, because that was during one of my hiatuses from wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So, who knows? I haven't watched it yet, but that'll be coming soon. So, celebrate Christmas with that. As we like to keep things, we like to keep things in canon of the month, so... That'll be coming soon. Also, another episode of the Fully Loaded Podcast will be coming later this month as well. So, if you haven't heard any of the other ones, we have back episodes of Pay-Per-View Take 2 and the Fully Loaded Podcast are on our Podbean page. You can go in there and check those motherfuckers out.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff there. Old Fully Loaded Podcast. There's some with, this one with Gangrel, who is like never on podcasts. He has one with, who else does he have on there? Darren Corbin, I think, is on one.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, definitely worth checking out. Moving on from that, Let's bust through 205 Live real quick. Not a lot really here. Noam Dar defeats Cedric Alexander. They had some little backstage thing with Alicia giving Cedric Alexander a kiss. Noam Dar wins, dedicates his win to Cedric's girlfriend, Alicia Fox. So, Gallagher and Daivari again. We saw that this was on 205 last week. It was also on Raw this week. Daivari wins this time. And you had Swan versus Kendrick in the main event. And Swan gets the win. They also had Perkins on commentary. So you know how that's going to go, right? Yeah. The beginning of that, I'm like, oh, okay. So Kendrick will get, thrown into Perkins. And that'll set up those two to have a fucking angle. And it did. So I don't know who the next challenger to the title is, really. So Swan and somebody, I guess, in the future. But I do like 205 Live. It's just kind of weird. I think maybe they should film it before they do SmackDown.
Yep.
Because the crowd's just dead on this show. Like, they just, after they've watched SmackDown, they just don't seem to give a fuck that much. So, but, good show. I like that better. I like 205 Live. It's my favorite WWE product currently. Mm. And it doesn't even have any storylines, It doesn't have anything. This Alicia Fox is Cedric Alexander's girlfriend is like the only bit of story thus far. So, whatever. Lucha Underground. This week was a badass Lucha Underground.
Yes, it was.
Give a shout out to a listener of the podcast, fucking one of my buddies, Kenny, hit me up and he was like, man, how do you watch Lucha? So I got him all hooked up on Lucha and sounds like he's digging it, man. So we've turned a lot of people on to Lucha Underground, man.
Yes, we have.
This show. And if you haven't watched it yet, you got to fucking do it because it's awesome. Wrestling for adults.
Who would have ever thought that would have went over?
Yeah, right? Game of Thrones wrestling. I've never watched Game of Thrones, but that seems to be a popular...
Hey, they both have dragons. It's good.
Yeah. And this one has a considerably less fucking soft dicks in it, so... Why can you only show dicks soft, by the way?
On stuff? They're not threatening.
Yeah, is that it? They're just not threatening that way?
Yeah.
Like, you can show a flaccid penis, but you can't show a fucking rock-hard bone,
Everybody knows that. Come on.
Why, though?
I don't know.
It must be that, right?
Yeah.
It must be. Oh, fuck. We open this week's Lucha Underground with Angelico in Dario's office. He wants a match with Mundo, title or not. Dario enters him into the Battle of the Bulls tournament, which is something that is newly unveiled here. The winner gets a shot at Mundo. So it's 4-1-fall four-ways, and the winners face off in an elimination four-way. That's a badass idea.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking dig it. I was like, right in. I'm like, I'm in already. We get the first match of the Battle of the Bulls on this show. Cage, Tejano, Joey Ryan and Dr. Wagner Jr. Dude, badass, man. Cage moonsault off the top to the outside. I think it's crazy, like, with how huge that guy is.
Yeah.
People, like, awesome. People are so impressed, like, oh, when Charlotte does that. And it's like, how about a 350-pound dude who's just, like, fucking nothing but muscle? Overall, I just can't get away from how much better they book multi-man matches than WWE.
Mm-hmm.
No two guys are sleeping on the outside shit. I mean, there's a little, but there's much less. There's a lot more shit where four guys are realistically wrestling at one time, man. Two guys go, one guy drops another one down, like powerbomb. The other guy comes in, fucking elbow drop. You get like, it's just so much easier to watch. So much better than... Like, I don't even want to watch a multi-man match in WWE, honestly. Because it's just guys sleeping on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks. But Cage gets the win on this one here. So he'll be the first in the next four-way. Dario is in his office with Sexy Star. Sets up Sexy Star versus PJ Black. If she wins, she gets a shot at Mundo in the cage. If she doesn't beat Black, she never gets another shot at the belt. So, I was like, I hope she does lose, because I don't think she should get shots at the belt. Her as a champion for a week was like, ugh. I feel like anybody who I ever defended Lucha Underground to, they kind of show up and they're like, so what about this bitch being the champion? And you're like, ugh. I had to explain myself. I'm like, oh, God. It'll only be for a week, I promise. Cortez is going deeper undercover. And after his arm heals, he's coming back to the temple under a mask. So she holds up a mask. Is that Cortez, right?
Yep.
Is it?
I think so.
Or what's the other one? Cisco?
Yeah.
Cisco's the chubby one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Cortez Castro. It doesn't matter. You know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. The undercover cop. Sexy Star versus PJ Black. Evans tries to interfere, gets a super kick. Sexy gets the win. So we'll be continuing there. And then we go back to a millennia ago. Flashback a millennia ago. But now Cobra Moon is talking about how their army was led by three generals, and one of the generals deserted them. And they lost the Great War. And that Great War is kind of what's building up here. All of this in Lucha is kind of building up to the next Great War between all of the different factions. And she says she still has two other generals, and they are tasked with taking down the other. So I think the other one is Drago, yeah?
Yeah.
From the story? Okay. Because then all of a sudden after this, Dragon Azteca was out, and I'm like, oh, he's a dragon too, but he's with Rey Mysterio's fucking triad. But yeah, she introduces two badass-looking lizard motherfuckers.
Yep.
God damn. More lizards. A whole fucking gang of lizard wrestlers, dude. So awesome. I love it. They looked fucking awesome, too. I thought it was really well done. I'm stoked for that. So, yeah, more lizards coming up. Montanza still wants a match with Rey. He grabs Dario's head, smashes him into the cell, and takes the key. Unlocks himself and fucking, yeah, comes in on this next match. Marty the Moth, El Dragon, Azteca Jr., The Mac, and Mil Muertes. Yeah, during the match, Montanza shows up, takes Azteca out. And a bloody Dario shows up holding the key and gets Montanza to follow him out of there. And the Mac gets the win on this. So far you have Cage and Mac in the Battle of the Bulls fucking four-way. I dug this episode. Good wrestling. Awesome story. Two rad-ass looking lizard dudes coming. I fucking love this show. I can't say enough how much I fucking love this show. And if I quit doing a fucking wrestling podcast tomorrow, it would probably be the only thing I watched on the regular.
Yep. It's the only thing I'm going to watch. Ring of Honor, probably, yeah, too.
I was like, I want to get back into Ring of Honor, but it's like, to do it for this show and stuff, I mean, something else is going to have to drop, you know?
Drop NXT and 205.
Well, I pretty much dropped weekly NXT. As long as it's going to be pointless bullshit, which it has been. Although it's been that for a long time, honestly. You know, I'll check in with it if someone's going to debut or whatever, but I mean, I'm not going to just watch like three pointless matches and then, you know.
That's true.
And 205 Live, yeah, I don't know how much we really need to watch that motherfucker either. I like that one at least, so that's something. But yeah, Lucha Underground fucking rocks. And if you're not watching it, I don't know what to tell you, bruh.
Bruh?
Come on, bro. Get on it. Your Total Divas recap. Because we cover Total Divas on this show now.
I'm going to go get a Red Bull.
Are you?
Yeah, I'll be right back.
All right. Oh, shit. This week on Total Divas, we have a couple of different storylines going on throughout the show. Paige being mad about not being used. Also, this is the reveal of her and Del Rio dating. So they're having a going away party for Trin, who is Naomi. Her real name is Trinity, if you're not aware. She's having a going party because she's going to be in the Marine 57 with Miz. And
oh boy, Paige can't wait for that one.
Paige walks in with Del Rio, and this is like the first look at this. It's the first knowledge any of these chicks have of her and Del Rio being anything. And they're all like, what the fuck, you know? They're worried about Paige. Throughout the show, she misses a weekend of live events. And then they find out she's moving in with Del Rio, like immediately moving in with Del Rio. She misses the show that week, gets bitched out. Everybody's kind of like, you can see her fucking fall coming here. You know, all that shit that she had where she went AWOL and all this. Mm-hmm. You can see it fucking starting right here. And this is actually a really good episode of this show because that was an interesting angle to me. Was like watching this chick kind of go fucking sideways with Del Rio. One of the other ongoing arcs through this show was Eva Marie, also mad about her usage. She starts showing up at TV tapings on her own dime to try and get booked. Terry, I'm not going. I'm not booked. She pitches an idea for her entrance, and I guess they actually liked it, and they gave her a match, so she lost her match with Natalia, but no less. And the other thing on this episode, the other main story was Brie invites Nikki out to their fucking farm. It's not really a farm, I guess, but... and Nikki wants to ask Brian to train her for her comeback, but Brie doesn't want her to talk about wrestling to Brian. Of course she does anyway.
Right.
And he asks her about, you know, how's your comeback? And she's like, oh, I'm not allowed to talk about it. And it kind of comes out that Brie said don't talk about wrestling. And Brian, I guess, doesn't have a problem with it. He starts showing her some moves. And just with this little segment of him showing her moves, and he's like, he would be a great fucking trainer, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why he doesn't do that. He should do that shit, man. Out in Aberdeen, you know, be home with your wife and just start a school in Aberdeen, a weird fucking hippie, you know, farm fucking team or fucking training school and just train some motherfuckers because he's great at it, man. You see in this, like, he'd be an awesome trainer, man, and he mm-hmm. seemed to like it. You know, like, really... You can see how happy he was showing somebody some stuff, so. Hopefully that's something he does. It'd be a great idea for him. And, yeah, it was your Total Divas, man. Pretty much just those three storylines were pretty much the whole show this week. I actually like Total Divas, dude. I started off as a joke. Like, oh, I'll start covering this. And actually, it's more interesting to watch than Raw or SmackDown. This is fucking crazy. There's actual, like, stories happening here. Things happen.
It's amazing, crazy. Huh? Crazy what happens.
Mind-blowing, isn't it? So, yeah, there you go. Pretty much your week in wrestling right there. Minus Ring of Honor, which I have no fucking time to cover anymore. You know, and all of the other bullshit going on in the world. It's a good time to... give a shout out to all of our friends, Fully Loaded Wrestling, Wrestling Soup, Gorgeous Losers Wrestling Podcast, friends at Sat Pod, Falcon 1974 on YouTube, Out of the Van Podcast, Secret Jabroni Society, Cool Kids MMA Wrestling Group. Shout outs to all of those people. For being badasses. What else we got to talk about? That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Got a Hall of Fame.
Your week, right?
Yeah, my week. And guess how prepared I am for that.
Zero.
Pretty much fucking awesome. Zero. already put him in. Who should we put in this week?
Mr. Fuji.
We already put him in.
Did we? Oh, yeah, we did. That's right.
Who put him in? Yeah, that was all. That was your doing. Oh, let's see. Who should we add to our Hall of Fame this week? Could add Jerry Lawler to the Hall of Fame.
I thought he was in already.
No, I don't think he is. No. Could add Jerry Lawler from a wrestling perspective, not really a awful commentary.
Well, he wasn't. I mean, there was a time where he was a good commentary.
Yeah. We could put in. We could put in all kinds of people. Got people to put in. Let's go with the King, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's go with Jerry King Lawler. Dude ran fucking Memphis. One of the best all time on the microphone. A lot of younger fans don't really know about like his old shit, his Memphis stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Kaufman, like one of the greatest things in wrestling history ever, man.
Yep.
Fucking great. That was good shit. Yeah, so there you go. Jerry Lawler. The fucking King of Memphis. And, yeah, I guess, I don't know what he's doing for WWE now. He's got a Legends deal. Thankfully, he's not on those pre-shows anymore.
Yeah.
The guy's like 70. You know, it's like, he should go home, pursue your passions, beat up your girlfriend, or whatever it is you like to do. You know? Whatever it is that you like to do. Go fucking do it, bruh. So, yeah, Jerry the King. Added to the Suplex City Limits Hall of Fame, the most prestigious Hall of Fame in all of podcasting. You can see our Hall of Fame on Facebook, facebook.com/Suplex City Limits. Under the albums section, we have all of the inductees there. So check that shit out. And yeah, I don't know. What else we got? That's it?
I think that's it.
Couple more weeks here. In case you missed last week, Rando is finishing off 2016, and before departing the show, I'm going to come back, you know, here and there, make some appearances. But Tyler Fudge, our good friend from the Federation podcast, will be stepping in to co-host this bitch with your boy. And, yeah, I've got a lot of cool stuff planned for 2017 and
he's
beyond.
He's agreed to come on to the last show that I'm on.
There you go. So the end of December, yeah, that'll be, I guess that'll be like our Christmas-ish show.
New Year's,
yeah. So that'll be a fun one, and we'll have a nice send-off for you.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm excited.
Yeah, dude. So that'll be a good time. We should probably have some guests again. I don't know. Like, it's December. It's like, yeah, just every week. It's like, it's kind of fun getting back to just like me and you hanging out, man. You know, it's like we always have guests like every week for months on end. And it's like, it's kind of nice to just chill and, you know, just us bullshitting. So can't go wrong with that. So, as always, we thank you very much for listening and supporting the show. If you like the show, tell a friend, man. Help spread the word. You see the episodes out there? Give them a share. Give them a retweet. You know, wherever you listen, give us a like, a subscribe, pictures of your wife's tits, whatever, man. You know,
that'd be awesome.
Share. Would be awesome. But yeah, man, you know, spread the love. And we'll be back next week with more tomfoolery, bullshit talking. And until then, as always, may you get all of the dick and or pussy that you desire. And remember, a winner is you.